Here in the Hyundai Texans radio studio, Mark Vandermeer and John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. Joining us right now, Rick Smith, Executive Vice President and General Manager. How's it going, Rick?
I'm doing well, man. Hello, How are you? Good to see you, John.
All right, back at home. And look, you're wearing the appropriate gear. Salute to Service Weekend. This is really special. I know members of the military visited the players at practice, and you have all the celebrations this weekend during the game.
Yeah, we had a barbecue for them as well and had a chance to spend some time with them. And it's just a really good weekend. And I don't know that we could ever articulate how grateful we all are about how wonderful a country this is. And part of the thing that makes it such a wonderful country is we've got such a strong military that takes care of us. And so the service that they provide for us for us to feel safe in the way that we do is just, I mean, you can repay these people, for what they do. So we enjoy doing it. We enjoy spending time with them. And so it's a nice weekend all around. You get some good feelings and some good stories from some of these folks.
When you guys played in Seattle, there was a lot of talk in the press box about Seahawks wanting Dwayne Brown. Could you kind of give us the genesis of the trade? John Schneider said you guys have been talking since their left tackle, George Fant, was injured in preseason.
Yeah, part of my job, John, as you know, is to always explore all the options that are out there. And as Dwayne's holdout continued to go, we did not want to trade him. He was our left tackle, and so we had no real interest in doing that. But as the holdout continued to go, we just started to explore all of our options. And so John's right. We talked to John. I have been, between text messages and phone calls, we've talked, constantly over the last couple of months. And he's not the only one that we talked to. We talked to several teams and explored a lot of different ideas. And again, with the ultimate thing wanting Dwayne to come back and play for us. But at the end of the day, if there was something that we felt like would make our football team better, and Dwayne wanted to, he wanted to move. And so, I was never, ever interested in really doing that unless and until we found something that we felt was equitable. And we feel like, the third round pick this year, along with the second round pick in 2019, was equitable. And so that's why we executed the trade.
A lot of people are going, oh, my God, they don't have first or second round picks. But you should get a 3 for Boyer. So that gives you 3. And you got a lot of cap money. It seems like you're going to be – you have options. 3 threes you could move up. Do you like having a lot of options?
Yeah, you do. And that's one of the things you do. And the other thing, too, is, you may wonder why we did the 2 in 2019. It's always good to get picks even in future years as well. So this draft capital is important. I do like the fact that we have the 3 threes. It does give us some flexibility, you're right, that way. And so, we're ways away from that, but it's always good to, to keep your eye on that part of it as well.
Well, I think the fans would love to know the texts and conversations that lead to things that really don't work out, because you're talking to GMs and other personnel members all the time, right?
Well, yeah, and this one was complicated, Mark, because you add in the element of the young man who we initially had involved in this trade who failed the physical. And mm-hmm. So at that point, at that, we're up against it, okay? So
right.
We realize that this guy it failed the physical, and we don't have a lot of time. And so at that point, I had to get back with John and address the alternative mm-hmm. trade that would go down if in fact he failed the physical. And so it was a lot of moving parts and a lot of hoops to jump through, but fortunately we got it done.
And this is why on HoustonTexans.com we don't announce anything until it's official.
That's right. Because you know until the thing is signed and all mm-hmm. of the emails are clicked and sent and all that good stuff and it's received at the league office, it's not official until it's official.
We should point out you traded Dwayne and a 5 in 2018 for a 3 in 2018 and a 2 in 2019.
That's correct.
All right. Angelo Blackson, what does he bring to the table, Rick? He's a new player playing on that D-line for you.
Some flexibility, some scheme fit, some history in the scheme. So he's got some knowledge there and a veteran player, big, strong guy. So, I was really disappointed for Christian Covington mm-hmm. because I really I've been talking to him over the last month. He has really started to find his rhythm, and the things that you looked for from him coming out of the draft, we really felt like he could be a guy who could really add some interior pass rush for us because of his quickness and some of the things that he had done at Rice. And so to really start to see him learn how to put that together, and was doing a little bit more than that, was doing some effective stuff in the run game and having some position flex as well. So to see that injury happen for him and to him was disappointing. That's a part of ball, of course. He's got a great attitude, had a really good surgery, so he'll be fine. He'll be back, and he'll be, you know, good to go. But disappointed for him. But the young man that we added has some scheme flexibility for us.
You got two Super Bowl rings in Denver. Most people listening and watching have not had a team win a Super Bowl. When you see the Astros win the World Series, you think at all about what it would be like here if you guys win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I tell you what, one of the most memorable things for me, John, was after the first Super Bowl, the parade. You know, we took the windows off the buses, and the sheer joy that you could see in the fans' faces, you know, as we were kind of working through, and there were, you know, tons of people out there. You know, you start to really appreciate how important this is to them, you know. And so, you know, I've thought a lot about that, you know, as they have continued to, you know, to progress in the playoffs and in the series, and how folks are excited about it and continue to get more and more excited. And, you know, that's one of the major motivations for us is to do this for the city and for the folks here that have supported us and been there for us. And so, yeah, it's a cool thing to watch them. I'm very proud of the Astros, that entire organization from, you know, Jim Crane on down, and it's just been fun to watch them. They're a great group of guys to watch and compete and play, and just love the way that they play ball.
Rick, you're playing the Colts, and you've won three in a row over the Colts, but we all know the history, so it seems like the tide is turning, but it's a divisional game, and it's almost a throw-the-records-out situation when you put two divisional opponents together.
I always laugh when I hear you say that, Mark, and throw the records out.
We never
think about the records anytime. So you're right, it's a divisional foe. You know, and you know, obviously the thing that we always do is we know this group, they know us, and so you better be on your P's and Q's and ready to go when you play anybody in our division. And so it's an important football game for us. And so we've got to take care of home base and you know, in front of a hopefully a good crowd, an excited crowd, and get some momentum from, you know, from the Astros win. And you know, hopefully we can get it done this weekend.
That sounds really good. We were talking about tackle for a moment because of the Dwayne Brown deal and who you have on the roster right now. You have Chris Clark and Breno Giacomini, Julian Davenport. You have some good players to help pick up the slack there, and you've been operating with them for the bulk of the year anyway.
Yeah, we have. We've been, you know, scoring some points without Dwayne as well. And so we've got the same group that we had before he had come back, and we got Kendall Lamb back. We had released him for a weekend, and he's back. And so, you know, Dwayne's a good player, and you know, he was obviously played left tackle for us for a number of years and had some real skins on the wall. And so we've moved on, and we'll go with the group that we have and feel pretty confident that those guys will be able to get done. They're getting better and they're progressing, and you know, they play together, and you know, we'll do some things with you know, with the young guy. I like Davenport as a young developmental player. He's got all of the size and the length and the athleticism that you want. It's just going to take him to get experience, and the more experience that he gets, the better off he's going to be.
All right, let me throw this one out there. As a father who has sons who play sports, and I talk to Bill O'Brien about this sometimes, this kind of thing, how does what you do professionally impact the way you approach their athletic careers or practices as a father? Mm-hmm. Because obviously you have this great wealth of experience professionally, but you're watching your kids play amateur athletics as students.
Yeah, generally speaking, I stay out of the coaching whole thing, right? So I don't get involved in coaching any of their teams, but I'll give you an example. My son Robert's a freshman over at Strake. Mm-hmm. And they have struggled a little bit on the freshman team on offense, and so he was frustrated after a game a couple of weeks ago. And so what I told him is, I said, hey, the thing that you can do right now more than anything, because, you know, he's a little upset about the way some of his teammates are playing, the effort that they're giving when they're not having success. And so I said, you understand the level that it takes to compete at the highest level, because you've watched it, you've been around it your entire life.
Right.
If you can take two or three guys that agree with you that everyone's effort's not good enough, and you guys can establish what that should be, then as a freshman, if you can get that established as freshman, whatever success you guys have as juniors and seniors, you will be able to point back directly to that this is the standard that we are going to compete, you know, just compete.
Right.
And so those are the kind of things that I try to help him with. He's a leader. He's a natural leader. And my other son, Christian's, just got done with his flag football team, and they had some fun this year. So I try to just encourage him to play hard and be good teammates.
Excellent. Rick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you,
guys. Thanks.